The new federal government has made legislative changes on aged care, with the focus still largely on residential care homes and not on older Australians living in the community. The World Health Organization has suggested that creating age-friendly cities will help to contribute to happy and fulfilling lives for older Australians. Tamar Pilibosian asked Edgar Liu, a senior research fellow at the Faculty of Arts, Design and Architecture City Futures Research Centre, why Australia is struggling to build these types of cities.
Primarily, it's increasing the service delivery, primarily within residential aged care institutions, so care homes. My understanding is that there will be increase in the number of minutes and hours that each individual will receive care, and it also will receive different kinds and different levels of quality care that they are able to receive.
You have done an analysis comparing 85 policy documents across all three levels of Australian governments against World Health Organization guidelines on age-friendly cities. What have you found?
When we did our analysis, we looked at the different kinds of age-friendly domains that the WHO, the World Health Organization, proposed. And essentially, we try to find policies at the federal, state, territory, and local levels that would align to those kind of domains, and then just looked at in what ways they actually talk about aging being an issue and whether there were any kind of corresponding action plans to address those kind of issues. The concentration of policies that actually acknowledge there is an aging-related angle or perspective and then came up with plans to address those were primarily focused on care and support services and most of the time neglected most of the other domains. And so when we talk about the outdated view is that a lot of the academic and advocacy debates right now is about positive aging, is about the contribution that older people continue to have beyond retirement and into older ages, but our policies continue to view them as some kind of frail or debilitated person that would need of our support rather than having a broader contribution to life and needing different kinds of supportive environment.
What are some problems with the policies surrounding aged care?
I think from a residential aged care perspective is that there has been, from the Royal Commission at the very least, there has been a lack of quality of service and a lack of value for money, both in terms of what the government provides, but also in terms of what the individual clients have to pay, you know, and the service that they actually receive. I think that has scared a lot of people in terms of wanting to move to aged care or wanting to send their family into aged care just because there isn't the service level that they are expecting to receive from what they would have to pay. It's also, I guess it's also inhumane in many ways that we're not looking after our own people to an acceptable level of quality of service and support within those kind of institutions.
World Health Organization suggests creating an age-friendly cities to older people living in community. What an age-friendly city looks like?
Well, an age-friendly city will look something like a supportive environment. So it's not necessarily a set physical space, but it does provide the element that supports the, I guess, a healthy lifestyle for older people, and that includes access to services, not just care and support services, but other social outlets, for example, you know, like a library service or places that they can go to meet with their friends, commercial services as well, you know, shopping, all of those things. But it also needs accessible from a transport perspective, so maybe they no longer drive or that they may choose not to drive. You know, there may be requirements for more public transport services, accessible transport options that they can get on and off easily. But then there are also other, I think, what they call the civic opportunities that they can participate in societies in many different ways if they are no longer working or if they are only working part-time, for example. So it's a whole range of kind of conditions that will support the active and healthy living into older ages.
Why is Australia struggling to create those type of cities?
I think from our analysis, there is a separation of authority and power. So the WHO recommends local governments prove to be the main kind of implementation level, mainly because they would know the local population best across the different levels of government. But the way that our government is set up in the federation system is that local governments don't tend to have a lot of power or a lot of money in a lot of instances to implement those kind of plans. And so they tend to refer back to the higher levels of government, such as the state and the federal governments, to provide the level of financial support, but also waiting for them to give them the kind of power to produce those kind of plans that can actually support those things.
Edgar Liu, a senior research fellow at the Faculty of Arts, Design and Architecture's City Futures Research Centre, speaking there was Tamar Pilibosian.